Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. A little bit after 2 live if you're listening on the West Coast, at 5 if you're on the East Coast. If you're listening live and you're not in those two places, you can look at your watch or your clock or your phone and determine what time it is that you're listening to us. Otherwise, you've downloaded us as a podcast, most likely. And thank you so much for that at crabdiving.com or at your favorite podcasting app. Or you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for your ear holes. It's kind of a gray day here in the panhandle. I understand there's some really shit weather traversing.
There's bad weather traversing through the Midwest. It's going to bitch slap Minneapolis, I believe, isn't it? And that's what NPR said.
Yeah, and like there's 100,000 people with no power and no heat in Texas. Good job. Freedom, freedom.
Fed a lot of good debt praying, did you?
Join us on Twitter during the show if you want to chat with us. Check the Twitter stream. What's wrong?
Fuck, I forgot my drinks for the show.
Well, I still have the promo and the Amazon promo to do. So, Twitter. Join us on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING. We also have Facebook and don't bother going to our Instagram unless you want to see older pictures, mostly of Shelby. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission from Mr. Bezos, and it doesn't cost you anything. It barely costs him anything. I'm sure he won't miss a couple of cents on the dollar when you're buying whatever you're buying on Amazon. But thanks to those that do and have, et cetera, et cetera. It's a Thursday. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Jesus is in the house.
Good luck with that. And let's see what's going on in the old headlines today. Jeez. I sound distracted because I'm doing three different things at once.
You said something during yesterday's show.
Oh.
Or maybe it was a crab diving offline conversation about
offline.
Shell Oil ringing in with record
it was
profits.
Offline. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So congratulations, fuck yeah. Nuts.
$41 billion. Congrats.
What does that mean? Profits?
Profits. That means after they pay the expenses and taxes.
What about? Okay, good. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know if it's
now,
after tax.
That makes sense. I understand. Now answer this question.
Yes.
Why did gas prices rise then? If the cost didn't...
Well, you'll be able to see a few new yachts cruising the seas and...
Yachts.
Some mega yachts.
You know what? It's as if these oligarchs aren't taking the people seriously or something. It's like they're fucking with us. It's like they think that what do they think? They think that people just want to be poor. They live on yachts. They shit in our mouths. And then we say thank you.
Hey, their great grandparents became really rich. They deserve better than us and shit on us.
What is the number Shell Oil made? What is their fucking profit?
$41 billion.
After expenses.
I believe.
After motherfucking expenses. Are you fucking shitting me? That is fucking bullshit.
Hold on a second. Well,
$41 fucking billion dollars, man. Good job.
I had a pop screen error.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I mean, guy, I mean, that'll pay for a lot of CRT, anti-CRT training.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Five or six schools for Shell Oil.
Oh.
Where is that fucking
Give it up
story?
For Shell, everybody. Give it up.
Shell reports highest profits in 115 years.
Hell yes. And Shell is what? BP. And these are the people that ejaculated all that oil into the fucking Gulf, those motherfuckers.
I screwed up the number. It's $42
billion. Oh, okay. $42
billion. Oh, meanwhile, also, when I Googled the news for Shell today, Shell oil spills led to lawsuit.
Spills led to lawsuit. Led, like, to follow or the
13,000 people from the Niger Delta are suing Shell for years of oil spills.
Cool. Cool. Great.
The water in Ogale, a rural community in Nigeria, is so toxic and polluted with oil that it comes out brown and stinks of sulfur.
Oh, where is this?
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene's bed.
Oh, that's right. But where is this?
Ogale, Nigeria.
In Africa?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Children and families get sick just trying to bathe or stay hydrated. In Bile, a fishing community of around 45 islands surrounded entirely by water. That's
but why? Because Shell is
what
getting
islands it. Mean.
Well, yes.
Thanks for that little.
Thank you.
I don't know.
No, listen, they're writing for Americans to read, so you got to spell everything out because we're so fucking stupid. Moronic. We don't know anything.
A fishing community of 45 islands surrounded by water.
Thank you.
On Earth here.
Right. That helps somebody.
The third planet from the sun.
Around Earth, even.
There are no fish left. Oily water seeps into people's homes, and without a source of income, money is scarce. The signs that once warned people of the dangers of chronic pollution are covered in rust.
Holy fucking shit.
Hey, it's polluted.
God damn it.
Just FYI, guys.
Think about this. They're having record profits, and they made all the fish go away. Why are we tolerating that bullshit?
The Niger Delta communities have faced pollution caused by Shell for decades, devastating their health and livelihoods. In 2011, the United Nations Environment Program reported that the threat to public health warranted, quote, emergency action. That was 12 years ago. At the time, the cleanup process would have taken 30 years if initiated immediately.
Yes.
Nothing ever happened. Shell refused to cooperate, and the situation has only gotten worse with 55 oil spills in the last 12 years. Amnesty International calls the Niger Delta region one of the most polluted places on Earth.
Wait, we're
$42 billion in profits last year, though, guys.
$42 billion, you motherfuckers.
So who cares about those African Nigers?
Well, wait.
I mean, in Niger.
$42 billion in profit. How many oil spills in a year?
55 in the last 12.
12 months?
Years.
Okay, 12 years.
Since they first declared it an emergency action area.
At what point, when do you lose... God, we're so stupid. Why do we let someone be in charge of a bunch of oil who keeps spilling it so often? Why do we allow that?
Did I mention $42 billion in profits?
$42 billion. Well,
that's why.
Damn it. We want that back. Fuck this. Holy shit. Fuck this shit. $40
billion. Local...
Killing all the fucking fish, you assholes.
Local leaders are distraught and angry. As we speak, oil is spilling in my community every day. People are dying, says King Emere Godwin Bebe Okpabi.
Listen.
Leader of the Ogale community. It's such a cool... African languages just sound so cool to me.
Yeah, I mean, imagine...
King Emere Godwin Bebe Okpabi.
Imagine you live somewhere... And there's oil spilling into where you live, and it's making people sick. I mean, that would be dealt with. You would think that would be dealt with.
Oh, massive cholera outbreaks.
Okay.
The only way to avoid disease is buying bottled water, which is expensive. And if you don't have money, you can't drink clean water.
It seems to me that the way Shell is handling this pipeline or whatever this oil is I don't know, killing people. Am I right?
Shell has so far managed to brush aside accountability. In February 2021, the Niger Delta community secured a procedural win.
What?
The UK Supreme Court unanimously ruled there's good arguable case that Shell, the UK parent company, Shell PLC, was legally responsible for the pollution caused by the Nigerian subsidiary.
What does that even fucking mean? How can...
And that the case can proceed in court. So this isn't... The Shell wanted it just thrown out, saying, you can't blame us for those oil spills.
Explain to me, like, what kind of... How do you sue about this? I mean, you're talking about an oil spill that's just killed, destroyed a community. That's
well, yeah,
in
they're
process.
Suing in the UK, where the big owners...
Oh, that's where they are. Okay.
Luckily, though, if they were in a shittier country...
Right.
There'd be no going after it. If it was in Russia, what are you going to do? If it's in China, what are you going to do?
China. Well, I don't know.
Send them a strongly worded email.
Well, I mean, I guess if it was in Russia, how would you serve a summons there if you're suing someone? I mean, I guess you don't.
Try to hand it to them as they're falling past your window?
Maybe you skydive in the country.
After they get chucked off a building. The Shell spokesperson, let's name this evil person, Tara LeMay.
Nine!
God, what kind of person goes to work for an oil company as a spokesperson?
A Nazi. A fucking Nazi. What the fuck?
This person said, the overwhelming majority of spills related to the Bile and Ogale claims were caused by illegal third-party interference, including pipeline sabotage, illegal bunkering, and other forms of oil theft. Irrespective of cause, SPDC has, that's their company, and will continue to clean up and remediate areas affected by spills from its facilities or pipeline network.
Oh, go fuck yourself thoroughly, please. Nice verbiage, though. I can just smell the lawyers jizzing all over whatever sentence that shitbag. What is that in it? Who is that from again? Who
the
is
the spokesperson at the Shell?
Nine!
Where they made $42 billion last year.
Congratulations.
In profit.
You know, I remember Shell from that giant oil spill. Remember that?
Well, yeah, as does apparently the Nigerians have something going on with them, too.
They always say, it's like, we're going to make it better. We're not going to do this anymore. No more spills. They lie. They always fucking lie.
Well, but they say that after years of fuck you, it's not our fault. And then when they finally are held accountable by after 30 years of litigation and gazillions of dollars of our tax money to prosecute these motherfuckers.
Why is it okay that they just pay a fine?
Right. Right. These executives should be tossed in jail.
And what I don't understand is, like, don't you have to have some sort of license from a government to drill oil? I mean, should BP, and I'm just going to throw this out there, still be able to do that after you know what happened? I mean, we give them a second chance. Is that true? I mean, that is insane. If that ain't corporate welfare, I don't know what the fuck is.
Well, right.
They fucked up the whole planet.
They all still get subsidies here.
And they're still drilling, aren't they? Is BP still drilling?
BP still drilling? Shell still drilling, of course.
Think about that. Think about that for a second, though. That is mind-blowing. How bad they fucked up Exxon. Remember that? You forget that? They're not great. They fucked up.
They had record profits last year also.
Yay. Well, I mean, I guess if we don't let
the shareholders are happy.
Well, the problem is if we shut down all the evil oil companies, where the fuck are we going to get this fucking oil? What is this?
This is the treat your mom sent over. Yes. Soup bones.
Right.
It's for the dog. She sent treats for us too, but these are for the dogs.
Let's see if she likes it.
It says tasty, long lasting.
We'll see.
Shelby says
challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here you go, buddy. What is this?
She likes that. Oh, gross.
Oh, it smells like beef bouillon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What would it pair well with?
I'm not going to taste this one.
Don't eat it.
It's made with real chicken.
Oh, okay.
It says.
Jeez.
No added corn or soy ingredients. That's good. Here you go, buddy.
These people should send us a fucking check.
She's like, let me out of here.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done with this dumb podcast.
The dog has exited the studio.
I was just saying that oil companies suck. Especially
concur.
Shell. I mean, that's it. That's my point. Concur. Fuck them. It's amazing that they're able to operate after fucking it all up. How do you get a second plate, a second chance after that? That's astounding.
So they're
to
finally
me.
Getting their day in court. How many years later?
For what though?
12 years later.
And in the meantime, they're birth defects. Nobody can drink the water in this area. People are suffering.
You heard her. It's sabotage.
It's sabotage. That's not going to make any of that right.
God, their profits doubled. Shell's profits doubled.
This shit.
To record $40 billion.
Hi, government. Why are we their bitch? Go get their shit. What
because
the
all the politicians are their whores.
Let me tell you something. If the government needs to seize the oil companies and the state to run it, and I tell you what, that would solve a lot of shit.
Well, how about we spend all that money on renewable resources and research and development.
I want their shit. We have to make the energy companies pay. We have to take their shit.
Right, and make them pay for not only cleaning everything up, but make them pay for research and development to try to mitigate the damage that is probably already irreversible at this point. I saw something about, they're like, well, you know that tipping point we've talked about?
Yes.
That's in the future. Maybe not so much, yeah.
Hey, dear Shell, guess where we're moving your corporate fucking offices, you fucks? Where is this place?
On an iceberg.
No. Where is this place you were talking about where you can't drink the water? Where is this place?
Niger?
In Africa, what part?
Niger Delta?
The Niger Delta. Congratulations, fucknuts. That's where corporate headquarters are. That's where it is. You have to stay there. You can't drink the water. That's where the board stays, the board meetings there. Everyone's moving there, you fucknuts.
I'm sure there's a lot of executives that live in that area
for
Shell.
You want to keep your fucking jobs? That's where you're going to be based. The new sheriff. I want to be in charge of these oil fucks. That's how you fix it. You make them. You have to write legislation and says, if you want to be a big oil oligarch fuck, you have to agree to put your corporate offices in the very area that your pollution affects the most, fucks up the most. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's fracking, you live, your corporate offices wherever in Arkansas where you can't drink the water. Then they'd figure it out.
Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo headline.
That's a good idea though, right?
Well, yeah. Good luck.
We're going to move the golf courses there, too. Fuck this shit. I mean, it's fucking crazy, right? They fuck up the whole planet, and then when they go on vacation, they don't deal with any of that pollution shit, right?
Yeah, or live
they don't
near
live
it,
any,
right.
Do they live near any of that?
Fuck no.
Fuck them.
Political revenge is the headline over at HuffPo.
Woo!
House GOP ousts Omar from key committee, Ilhan Omar.
God, I mean, these racist fucking Republicans.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy fulfilled his vow to remove Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, the only member of Congress on the committee that was born in Africa.
Yeah.
So her insight on the Foreign Affairs Committee, one would think, would be
Well, who's in charge of that one now? Who's in charge?
The Republicans.
No. Who's the chairperson, though?
I don't know. I have to look that up. The House voted 218 to 211 Thursday along mostly partisan lines. Mostly.
Are there Democrats that voted to get rid of Ilhan Omar? What the fuck?
I gotta look this up now. This
Holy vote. Fucking shit, man.
For resolution condemning Omar's past statements about Israel and disallowing her from serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Oh, fuck that.
Omar, one of the few Muslims in Congress and a former refugee from Somalia, sharply condemned the decision.
Yeah, don't vote for this. Here. There you go. Stupid.
The vote basically was payback for Democrats removing Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona from their committees in 2021 over their threatening social media posts.
What did they do? Didn't they share like a video of someone getting killed in a cartoon or something insane like that?
Yeah, like Joe Biden's head getting chopped off by a samurai sword or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Green and Gosar returned to committees this week. We played clips yesterday. Gosar? Yay. Do we have any Gosar clips?
Oh, I don't know.
Green immediately used her oversight committee seat to lament what she called the murder by Capitol Police of a rioter trying to breach the inner room of the Capitol on the January 6th. Ashley Babbitt. Murder. She was murdered.
Yes, but she...
Representative Chip Roy, what an anal wart he is.
Did you see that Marjorie Taylor Greene spelled something wrong when she spelled Ashley Babbitt wrong or something.
Of course.
I mean, it was just something.
Representative Chip Roy of Texas likened the Omar vote to a baseball pitcher deliberately throwing the ball at the batter because the other team's pitcher had plunked his teammates. Oh, Chip Roy didn't vote for it? I don't like to sit here and twist ourselves up in all knots like debating it. It's like Omar said some stupid things. Some of our guys have done that stuff before.
No.
What? I think managers ought to pick the teams. We ought to just stop playing this stupid shit. But you know, we do. And so my view is you hit my guy, you come to the plate, we're going to pop your guy.
Oh, we're going to play like right, that, yeah, are yeah, we? Yeah, yeah. Old school baseball? Oh, I love it. I love it. Then we have some payback, motherfucker. Oh, man. The bottom of your lineup is going to get pummeled. I'm so sorry. Is that what they want? The Republicans? They see it like that? So stupid. Oh, God. You fucking morons.
Omar drew bipartisan blowback in 2019 for comments about Israel, in which she suggested U.S. support hinged on campaign contributions from Israel-focused lobbyists pushing dual loyalty to the Jewish state. She later apologized, joined her colleagues in supporting a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and the dual loyalty trope, but she continued to infuriate Republicans with critical comments about Israel, as she should, and U.S. foreign policy. Okay, the dual loyalty thing was shit. But
she's talking about policy differences and things, and that's different. Like, the Republicans have a problem with her, I think, because of her.
She's black and a Muslim and has a vagina.
I was going to bring race into it. Yes.
Yeah. African black, even.
Guys, Ilhan Omar is seriously black, so we're going to have to do something about that.
It really is so depressing how stupid. God, what if they had won the Senate?
Oh, it'd be crazy. Biden would be batting away ridiculous bills like Wonder Woman with her bracelets.
When I smell your hair, you're gonna tell me the truth.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Woo!
World War III. Putin's 500,000 troop assault.
Jeez. Where is he getting 500,000 troops?
So take this for what it is. It's the Sun. It says, 0 hour, how Putin is preparing massive assault with, quote, 500,000 men on two fronts, and Ukraine think they know the exact date. Russia is believed to be plotting an attack across two new fronts, pushing into eastern and southern Ukraine.
Okay.
Kyiv believes that, I'm reading from the Sun, Mad Vlad's attack may happen around February 24th, the one-year anniversary of the invasion. Putin is desperate to achieve something after a bruising first year, which has seen his forces thrown back.
A bruising first year.
Ukraine, however, fear the next few weeks will be crucial for the conflict as they continue to call for weapons from the West.
Right.
Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov believes Putin is gathering up to 500,000 soldiers for a new offensive.
Damn. That doesn't sound good.
That comes as Putin's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, said Russia is ready to, quote, gain the world's attention, but would not provide any details.
Jeez. Man, I tell you, that just doesn't sound good. Does it?
No.
Where do they find 500,000 troops?
The jails.
Do they have that in their army?
They did open up the jails and make people go.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's they're blowing their wad.
Jeez.
Maybe Belarus is going to help them.
Yeah.
Or whatever that
it is.
Other Belarus. Country is. Yeah.
Yes.
Also in the news.
The Republicans always want to make people feel like aiding Ukraine is like it helps bring on the nuclear apocalypse. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They say that. Do you think they're right?
No.
Okay.
I can't believe I clicked on this. I just wanted to see what role Sally Field turned down in the 80s that would have made an iconic film very different.
Oh, well, in the 80s. Never mind. I was just saying maybe she was supposed to be Princess Leia.
Well, I mean, not that
she would have been a good Princess Leia, I think, right?
In the 70s, maybe a little. I don't know. How old was she in the 70s?
Oh, I don't know.
That was the movies with the guy from Deliverance. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. How come Sally Field never found herself in like Vulcaneers? Like she never did a Star Trek episode.
I don't know. But she was offered and turned down the lead role opposite Michael Douglas in the 1984 adventure Romancing the Stone.
Damn, you know what?
That went to Kathleen Turner.
I'm going to say something that's going to sound very controversial. I think, man, that would have been better.
It would have been better? Sorry. You didn't like Kathleen Turner?
Not what I'm saying. I'm not what I'm saying. I think Sally Field is funny in real. I mean, I think Kathleen Turner.
It would have been different. Yeah. More angsty, funny, you know.
I think it would have been funnier.
Ooh.
Sorry.
@rated our comedy, everyone.
Shit. I hope we didn't lose
direct
listeners.
Your hate mail to @rated our comedy.
Sally Field's so funny, though, man. Kathleen Turner's funny, too, you fucks.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Also, I saw a meme. In the 1940s, Albert Einstein allowed, black people to stay at his house when hotels refused them. He was a member of the NAACP co-chairing committee to end lynching.
Jeez.
He also taught at Lincoln, one of the first historic black universities.
Wow.
So there you go.
I didn't know that.
Albert Einstein, not a racist.
Right. Who said he was?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's that. Like, he's a racist. Saying,
yeah. The dog is doing something crazy. Shit. Also in the news, everybody.
Yay.
Speaking of slimy Republican backstabbing.
Ooh.
Cocaine Mitch, or Moscow Mitch, or as Trump calls him, Old Crow.
I like Old Crow.
Old Broken Crow, Mitch.
Why that? Why a crow?
I don't know. His eyeballs or something? I guess.
I don't know.
Mitch McConnell has had some revenge.
Yes.
Upon some usurpers.
Ooh.
Kicking a couple of people who ran the campaign against him for minority leader.
Oh, shit.
The nominator, Mike Lee.
Okay.
And the person he nominated to take over.
Right.
For Mitch McConnell.
They're getting fired.
Rick Scott.
Damn.
Our senator here.
Oh, shit.
They've been removed from the Commerce Committee.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucked with Mitch the bitch.
Senator, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has pulled Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who tried to oust him as the Senate's top Republican in a bruising leadership race. He's pulled him off the powerful Commerce Committee. McConnell also removed Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who supported Scott's bid to replace McConnell.
Man, the Republicans are like thugs. It's like a gang.
The GOP leader insisted last year he didn't take the attempt to end his leadership personally.
No, I didn't.
But the latest move sends a clear message to conservatives that challenging McConnell's leadership carries a cost.
That's right.
Is it true?
Fuck around, find out.
Oh, yeah.
Did he send Lindsay over there with a bat?
Well, Lindsay delivered the telegram or something.
Oh, yeah. Who's the muscle, I guess?
Candy Graham.
Somebody younger.
It's a Lindsey Graham.
What a mess over there.
Rick Scott, is it shitty enough? I it's amazing to me. I can't, in this story, I'm rooting for Mitch McConnell.
Scott said, McConnell got to pick. He kicked me off. He kicked Lee off.
Okay.
But he acknowledged that running against McConnell was the likely reason he was booted from the panel, despite his seniority on the committee and his experience running a major company. Quote, I probably ran the biggest company almost any senator in the history of country, has ever run. I was governor of the third biggest economy in the United States, Florida. I've got a business background.
Hey!
I played the fifth 70 plus times.
I mean,
when my company was found guilty of the biggest Medicare fraud in history.
Man, I tell you what, Rick Scott can out loud brag about his
business background. I know.
Yeah,
right. It's amazing.
It's insane. The biggest Medicare. What was it? Just so, if I ever want to yell at someone about this in public, what did he do? He committed the biggest Medicare fraud in the history of fucking Jesus, right? Basically,
he was CEO of company that
Columbia HCA, right?
Okay, I'd have to look that up. That he. But then he somehow shielded, saying he didn't know about it or some bullshit.
The fraud, yeah.
But he didn't even say that. He pled the fifth, which means I won't answer on the grounds that I might incriminate myself.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, you know what? I want that guy as my governor and then senator. I mean, it really is crazy that he was able to be governor and then he's a senator. It's just...
Scott was CEO of Columbia HCA when the hospital company was fined $1.7 billion. That's a third of a Marjorie Taylor Greene school for Medicare fraud.
You could almost teach anti-CRT training there.
And maybe 1/20th of Shell's profits last year.
Oh, right. You would get fired if that was their profits.
Rick Scott's company stole money that was supposed to go to healthcare for seniors.
What do you mean by steal?
Took.
He took money that was meant for older people to have healthcare.
Right. And gave it to their shareholders. And I'm sure CEO pay. And
Right. Sure. I'm sure they had parties. Right, big lavish parties.
Right. he started the company, Columbia, in 1987, purchasing two El Paso, Texas hospitals. Over the next decade, he added hundreds of hospitals, surgery centers, and home health locations. In 1994, his Columbia purchased Tennessee-headquartered HCA and its 100 hospitals or so.
Yes.
Merging the companies. In 1997, federal agents went public with an investigation into the company, seizing records from, expanding across the country. The investigation focused on whether Columbia HCA had committed Medicare and Medicaid fraud.
Yes.
Scott resigned as CEO in July 1997, less than 4 months after the inquiry became public. That's when they went public with the investigation.
Right.
So
he knew
he resigned after it went public, and it had to be going on before that. So, and he owned, he was the head of the fucking company. He started it.
You're saying it's hard for him to obfuscate the responsibility, you know? It's his responsibility.
During the 2010 race for governor, Scott said he would have immediately stopped his company from committing fraud if, quote, somebody told me something was wrong.
What about pleading the fifth, though?
But it said there were warnings in the company's annual public reports to stockholders, which Scott had to sign as president and CEO.
Okay.
Scott wanted to fight the accusations, but the corporate board of the publicly traded company wanted to settle in December 2000. The Justice Department announced that they agreed to pay $840 million in criminal fines.
Oh.
Civil damages and penalties.
Yes.
The revelations in the settlement, Columbia billed Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal programs for tests that were not necessary or had not been ordered for physicians.
Oh, okay. So and they billed for them, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And paid themselves.
Right.
The company attached false diagnosis codes to patient records to increase reimbursement to hospitals.
Wait a second.
The company illegally claimed non-reimbursable marketing and advertising costs as community education.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, this is a mistake. So they accidentally said this person had whooping cough, and they didn't, but they billed for the test.
Right.
That they didn't have.
And, yes.
Or they needed an MRI, and they billed for it. Yeah.
Columbia billed the government for home health care visits for patients who did not qualify to receive them. And this was widespread.
But that's weird because they weren't getting them. So
the government settled a second series of similar claims in 2002 for an additional $881, bringing the total to $1.7 billion.
These could be typos, like coding typos. A lot of these, right? You put the wrong code in, is that what's up?
Unlikely, but possible, and it seemed pretty widespread. And why was the code always something that was worse and a lot more expensive?
It seems to me that this Rick Scott guy was like, you know what? I need my company to make more money. How can we do that? And somebody was like, well, we could just charge for tests that we don't do in the profit margin.
But don't tell me about it if you do it.
Yeah, oh, don't tell me about it. God. Well, no one told him about it. Why does he need to plead the fifth, though, if he didn't know anything about it?
While the Columbia HCA settlement was a record at the time for healthcare fraud, it has since been surpassed. Oh, my God. In cases related to the improper promotion of certain drugs, Johnson & Johnson agreed to a $2.2 million in 2013. Pfizer settled for $2.3 billion in 2009. GlaxoSmithKline, $3 billion in 2012.
Wasn't Johnson & Johnson a couple of million?
$2.2 billion.
Oh, $2.2 billion. I thought you said million. Still not. I mean, they have so much money. Does it make a difference?
A billion with a B, they feel.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Right. Guys.
Million. No, they laugh that off.
But a billion, the CEO comes home and he sits his family down.
Oh, no. The company and the shareholders. The CEO doesn't feel a fucking thing.
Listen, Junior. I'm so sorry.
Nothing happens to the CEO.
I was going to take you to Disney World this year, but now I got fined by the government and I can't afford it. So we can't go. Does that happen?
No.
We're going to have to fill in the infinity pool. We can't afford it anymore. We're going to have to sell off a vacation home because I got fined. Well, the company got fined. No. Does anything ever happen to these fucking people?
No. Not much. So there you go. Rick Scott and Mike Lee booted off.
Oh, my God,
an important
Rick.
Committee because they pissed off the turtle guy.
Why is...
Yeah.
Why is Rick Scott even... Why does he give a fuck about being in government? Why does he care?
There was talk of him running for president.
That he is the gross... How in the fuck would that happen?
Don't ask
he
me.
He is... I think
Trump ran for president and won, so
I don't want to hear anybody any pushback. I don't give a shit. I'm going to say this, and I think Rick Scott is even less charismatic than Ted Cruz.
Oh my gosh, that's
easily.
Like
he is so vile. It's like Rick Scott.
Which testicle would I rather have hammered with a meat tenderizer?
You know, I think about it. If you had to sit next to somebody on a plane, you would take the meat tenderizer and kill yourself with it.
God, who
Rick
would
Scott
I rather
is
sit next
vile.
To Rick Scott or would I rather sit next to Ted Cruz?
At least okay.
I'm God, saying, you know, you're right. I would rather sit next to Ted Cruz.
Rick Scott is just weird and creepy, and this is something I see about him. He looks like he has the body temperature of something frozen.
Of that,
and
the then room.
He, yes. Yeah. He's so gross.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Concur.
Cruz Scott 2024.
Also,
oh my fucking God, that ticket could win the Republican. I like both of them.
Anybody could win. They've proven it.
Yeah, that is fucking true.
Speaking of the former guy, time's flying here. I got a lot of shit to talk about here. Not surprising.
Yes.
But. Take a guess. Let's play what do you think Trump said?
Okay.
To the answer to the question. Who was he talking to? Hugh Hewitt. So he was kind of getting a hummer over on Hugh Hewitt's show.
Oh, he loves that. Is that true? Do they get along?
Yeah, yeah. He's very
God.
Seems very he criticizes, but he loves all the policies.
Oh, okay. I don't like what he says.
Hugh asked him if he is not the nominee for president in 2024 for the Republicans, will he endorse the Republican nominee?
Fuck no.
Come on, think about it for at least half a second. Give Trump a moment.
No, he was really mean
of
to me.
Of course he
was. He was really mean to me.
It would have to depend. He said, I would give you the... I'll give you the It has to depend on who the nominee is.
No shit, motherfucker. What kind of... Is that his answer for real?
Yeah. No, we love that answer
shit.
Because we really want him to be pissed off, claim that the primary was rigged against him.
Of course.
And go off and run third party.
Trump
peeling late. Off all the droolers from the Republicans and letting the Democrats sweep in a blue tsunami.
Oh, yes. Will Carrie Lake
run? She's in trouble, maybe.
Will Carrie Lake run for president?
No.
She's in trouble because she tweeted out a bunch of ballots and shit.
Yeah.
Dumb
she
fuck.
And her lawyers tweeted out. They're like, look at these signatures.
That?
Look at these signatures. Do these look like they match? And they're like actual voter signatures. You can't do that.
God, I'm a genius. I just thought of the best ticket for our show, but the best ticket for 2024.
Gates? Lake?
Oh. Lindell Lake, 2024.
Oh, yeah. Who's?
Well, I mean, Mike Lindell, obviously.
Vice president?
Yeah, don't you think? He's well, who's Lindell Lake? He's Mike... Do you think Mike Lindell should be her VP candidate and Carrie Lake should be the...
I think Carrie Lake
Lindell?
Might want to be Trump's VP, but I don't know that he would pick her.
Will Mike Lindell get a cabinet spot if Trump wins the presidency?
No.
Why not? Why is that funny? That's not funny.
He still has to get approved by the Senate, and that would have to be a disaster of a Senate.
Let me get
to
you
approve him.
I got a PDF from China.
Just wait.
They took my gal. They took
got
my-
all my evidence. It's going to be a couple of weeks.
I was eating curly fries. They took my Samsung Galaxy.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus is in the house.
I got some Jesus-y stories. Yeah. I got your Jesus stories right here. This one, here's a quickie. This is the fucking Daily Mail. Another rag.
Hello, governor.
But this made me laugh.
Okay.
And I should have had it out when you said earlier. It would have been a great segue.
Yes.
When you talked about Matt Gaetz's quote from before.
Oh,
this was
fuck.
Pre-show.
Oh, something
this
about...
This was offline.
If you're still wearing a mask, you're hideous, or some shit like that.
Exclusive. Unattractive people are more likely to keep wearing face masks in post-COVID area, study suggests. People who consider themselves attractive are less likely to wear face masks.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, science. Jesus.
Researchers conducted 3 questionnaires asking people about self-perceived attractiveness and mask-wearing intentions in various scenarios.
Right.
They concluded that young and middle-aged Americans who view themselves as attractive believe wearing a mask hinders the opportunities to deliver a favorable impression upon others.
I mean, you know...
I can't use my looks to charm people.
Well, you know, this... I don't know what to say to this. I mean, first of all, I think this is...
How horrible.
This is an affront to people that just don't want to get COVID. You're now... It's just like some people just don't want to get sick.
Well, and aren't there more important things to study?
People. This is the dumbest shit ever. Newsflash. Attractive people want to use their shit. Of course.
Yeah, aren't there... But aren't there...
I don't know.
More important things to study?
Of course. God, come on. Come on, scientists. Get out there and cure this shit. Yeah. Make some more boner pills for these old rapey Republican fucks to pop.
I've noticed that everyone walking around refusing to wear masks.
Ooh.
Quite attractive.
Right. Yeah, meanwhile, the first district of Florida is ran by a sex trafficker.
Alleged.
Right.
Allegedly. Speaking of Trump, should we get to that one? Let's do another quickie. Good news?
Yes.
Although not for us. Envy for the Canadians. Our friends north. We don't refer to them that often. Our poor neighbors to the north.
Yes, they...
having to deal with Trump...
Sorry.
Being on their border.
They've got some loons too.
Sure.
But not like here.
No.
I mean, they, you know.
4 years after legalizing recreational marijuana, Canada will again display its progressive drug policy bona fides on January 31st. So it already happened.
Yay.
When a law to decriminalize the personal possession of hard drugs in British Columbia took effect.
Damn, what are the cops going to do up in Canada now?
The province will no longer criminally prosecute adults age 18 and over who are caught with less than 2.5 grams of hard drugs, including heroin, morphine, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA, aka ecstasy.
Right.
Instead, they will be offered information on social programs and treatment if they request it.
Yes.
Drug trafficking will remain illegal.
Yes.
Regardless of the amount possessed. The experiment will last for 3 years. They're going to do it for 3 years and see what happens.
Here's the experiment. It's nice to stop the war on drugs. I bet it'll be a good experiment.
Yes.
I mean, that would fix a lot of police engagement. I mean, that's the problem, right?
Well, yeah, and treat it like a healthcare issue, like it should be.
Yeah. What about the way they treat it now? Is this sometimes cops will just beat the shit out of you or...
Oh, and Jennifer Whiteside agrees with me.
Yes.
Jennifer Whiteside, British Columbia's Minister of Mental Health and Addiction, said, given our understanding that substance use is a health issue...
what is that?
I'm not going to do that.
Minnesota. Hey, Hoser. It's a health issue.
Not a criminal issue. We need to take this further step to address the shame and stigma.
It's like, you sound like Letterkenny.
That's Canada.
Yep.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Whiteside, in a phone interview, said the new law will make people more comfortable reaching out for support.
Right. And also, I'm sorry, cops. Now you don't get to search people's cars in Canada, I guess. Why would you?
Well, they can still think you have more than 2.5 grams.
Oh, right.
Right.
So,
do they ride, the cops in Canada, do they ride horses?
The Mounties do.
The Mounties.
Yeah.
It seems like a bad environment for that, because it'd be a lot of salt on the road in cities.
They have special shoes.
Because of, but that's not good for a horse's hooves.
Right.
It's not good for them to walk around in the city. I don't know why cops need to have...
There's no need to be riding horses.
It's fucking stupid.
And bits are horrible. Let me stick a metal rod through the back of your teeth, motherfucker, and see how you like it.
Somebody in like Florida is like, only on the 3-day weekend.
I like bitless reins. There you go. Yes. Crab diving is endorsing bitless reins.
That's the only,
if you're going to.
Right. I also think that we should get rid of these police cruisers and just give them those. What are those things?
Segways.
That would be perfect.
There are places where they have them.
No guns. Get your tasers. You've lost your taser privileges. We're going to give you a slinky. That's all you get.
The auditors in England are aghast if armed police response shows up.
Yeah, you're like, why?
And the first thing they always say is, oh, we were just close. they're like, we were just the closest. We're not here. Don't worry. We're not here.
Right. We're just the closest. Yeah, bullshit.
We were the closest.
Oh, let's see. Let's see if that's true.
But they didn't intentionally send armed response for somebody filming, a business or something. But they probably were just close. But what I'm saying is the British people don't like it. They don't like the cops with the guns.
Well, fuck yeah. Yes. It's great. Look over here. Bad things happen.
Yeah.
Over here with the police, it's like, if you have a problem and you think the best way to solve it is to call a person with a gun over, then I guess you call the police.
Depending.
That really is your fact. Now you're factoring a gun into your equation.
Here you can just call your neighbor. Whatever. Everybody's got a gun.
Everybody, you know what? Everybody already has a gun. What a dumb thing for me to say here.
And as we learned the other day, the Republicans here are trying to make it so you can.
Oh yeah.
You don't need any permit.
No.
You can open carry, concealed carry, no permits.
Is it true that also that you'll be able to open shoot like you can just,
yeah.
I can just walk down the street, just down the sidewalk.
There'll be a color chart.
Oh yes.
Of who? What? You must be this brown to be open season.
Open shooting now in Florida. Now you must have a gun and you must shoot. Jeez.
Join us tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
So I can just go. I can go buy a gun in Florida. Walk around with it without any kind of paperwork, really, or... What do I have to do?
Well, there's still background checks and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. So they have to check my background.
Well, that's federal. They'd love to get rid of that, but that one's already there.
What if I want a crossbow?
I don't know. But I'm sure that's...
I actually know.
Here in Florida, I would think it's probably lax, but...
No, I actually know about this one because... A friend of mine was telling me that this person, they have a crossbow because that's the only way you can really defend yourself if you have a felony conviction in Florida.
Well, there you go.
So you pretty much have to resort to the crossbow or like a flaming... A flaming slingshot. The crossbow!
I must don my chainmail and grab my halberd.
I wish we could have a council.
And defend my methamphetamines.
Yeah. I want to know, because we know that When Walking Dead came out, that caused a spike in gun sales.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
There was something. Also, I want to know that that's... But since Walking Dead, has there been a spike, no pun intended, in crossbow-related deaths?
I don't know.
Injuries?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I mean, I'm not... I don't know what I'm where I'm going with this, but I just want to know. Why? Who would have a crossbow?
Let me ask Iris Siri.
I would make those fucking illegal. Fuck that. You don't need a crossbow.
Are crossbows legal in Florida? Iris Siri.
Here's what I found.
Here's what I find.
They are, aren't they?
Crossbow hunting regulations.
And then there's just this dot, 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 LOL. There are none. You can hunt whatever you want.
But that's for hunting. I'm just talking about just owning one.
Right. I think you can own a crossbow as self-defense because it's not a fucking gun. It's technically a bow and arrow. It is not.
Oh, it's legal to equip a crossbow with a scope.
Jeez. Great. Cool.
You can't have it cocked when it's in your car.
I don't know why that's funny. Dumb fuck. Hey, you're going to die in a wreck because you shot a bolt through your fucking airbag, you shit fuck. Right? Fuck. In your car?
You know, I guess I would say it's probably legal to own a crossbow.
I just shot my radio.
You just can't... hunting regulations, but I don't... Crossbow.
What about injuries? Crossbow injuries per capita, I wonder. I wonder what that's like. God, fuck that. Driving around in a car with somebody. It's like, listen, guys, put your seatbelt on, and if you could uncock that crossbow, I'm driving. Thank you.
So there you go. Crossbow hunting regulations.
Right. There are none. There are none.
You don't cock it in your car.
Okay. Like a little indentations in the ceiling. In the ceiling of the car from accidents with the crossbow.
We must take authority. God told us, said, go out there and be fruitful. Multiply. Fill the earth. Subdue it. And have dominion over everything.
Everything?
Fill the earth.
With?
Subdue it. To take authority.
Oh, fuck.
And friends, the reason the country is struggling, the reason you've got $32 trillion in debt, no holds barred, the reason we come to brinksmanship over and over again on the national debt is because the Christians in America have failed to take authority, and now is the time to choose.
This is former Arkansas State Senator.
Yes.
You'll remember the name. Founder of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers, Jason Rapert.
Rapert.
Remember him?
Oh.
He had all kinds of heinous shit in Arkansas that he tried to pass.
Oh, I'm getting him mixed up with, I'm so sorry, with that guy, the oral anal guy, Clippert.
That's Rapert was the, we have to put God back in schools
Yay.
Guy.
And
we want
yes.
God we trust on a plaque in every single school and all that bullshit.
Yes.
Now is the time to stand. Now is the time to plan. Now is the time to fight. Now is the time to work together to save the country. Look, do you think that America is going to be free with a bunch of drag queens running this place?
I wish.
How much fun would the country be?
I wish we had a president in drag. I wish.
Oh, and all the cabinet?
Oh, sure. God, what did he say? All these drag queens ruining fun.
I would take an entire cast from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy.
Over any Republican.
He's an asshole.
Oh, he's scumbag. Yeah.
He said that voice, too, is just so.
Bunch of drag queens.
What is that voice? It's like.
Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
Do you think America can remain free and strong with a bunch of Antifa nuts running around destroying property? No.
Antifa nuts, destroying property. Antifa nuts, destroying property.
Bunch of Antifa nuts running around destroying property? No. If you're tired of that stuff, then it's time to make a change. This is a nation of the people, by the people.
Fuck you, Antifa.
It was created for you to be in charge.
God damn it.
He means the Christians. This is a call to action. This is violence.
It really is. It's just funny because it sounds like he's yelling in his front yard. The car is going by.
Might as well be. I don't know who's watching this.
God, what a nutball.
A nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. So when we have politicians and elected officials that are corrupt, they need to be taken out.
Jeez. Agree.
What? Yeah.
But not the kind of corrupt you think.
Hey.
Send them to jail. Send them to prison, just like I've seen some people do even while I was serving in the Arkansas legislature.
Jesus
when you
Christ.
See people like Joe Biden taking advantage of position and enriching his family like he has done, it's
Which
time
position?
To take them out. Take them out.
God.
Remove.
What does that mean?
I was going to say, what does he mean by that?
Like, yeah, he pauses way too long.
Time to take them out.
Well.
Take them out.
He must not mean that.
Remove them.
What do you mean?
Move them on.
Okay.
It's time to take authority.
Ooh.
It's time to take authority over everything in the earth to make a difference.
God.
We
creepy fucking Christians, man.
I mean, what is Christian about that? I need to take authority over everything on earth?
Yeah.
Is this person
we're here to be in charge.
That sounds like Thanos.
But yeah.
It's bad.
This guy is
such a totalitarian too. I mean, geez.
Well, their God is worse than Thanos. Thanos left half the people. God killed them all, but Noah, his family, and a bunch of animals.
You're saying God is a cold-hearted motherfucker.
I don't believe in God, but the character of God that the Christians seem to be into is an asshole.
He's kind of hardcore.
Meanwhile, also in Arkansas.
Fuck you.
Barely a month after a month in office, Sarah Sanders.
Yay! Oh my God. Damn,
Governor,
I forgot about her.
Has already issued an executive order that would prohibit critical race theory in Arkansas schools.
We ain't gonna have no critical race theory up in this motherfucker.
She also banned the term Latinx.
We're banning Latinx!
Official documents.
Listen.
And now, as soon as this week, she could sign a separate bill that would impose restrictions on drag shows.
Listen. Fuck her.
And, of course, in typical Republican fashion, it's like so vague and crazy that that literally, if you watch Tootsie, you could go to jail.
It's vague on purpose. Right?
Yeah. And then I saw another story about one of these Arkansas assholes that accidentally said it out loud and basically said, yeah, we're trying to, it's the cruelty is the point. We're trying to make it as miserable as possible for gay people here so they leave.
You know, if that is your goal, then...
Said it out loud.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, they're letting us know they're fascists. Thank you. God. Was Sarah Huckabee on Dancing with the Stars? I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, Rick Perry
remember,
was.
Yeah. Arkansas is among more than a dozen states where legislators have introduced initiatives or signed laws targeting transgender rights.
Nine!
Drag shows and the way race is taught at school.
Wow. Look at these Nazis.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. A set of orders and bills in Arkansas is meant to send a message to the far right evangelical conservative districts to tell voters they're taking a stand against immorality.
Oh,
and
fuck
choosing
you.
A side in this culture war.
Immorality? What's going on behind closed doors at these fucking churches? What about that shit? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The snake waving. All the creepy shit. You don't care about immorality. You like it.
The earlier this week, the House in Arkansas recommended and passed an amendment to a bill and took all references to the word drag to its content, now posing restrictions to adult-oriented performances and adult nudity. So they did change the wording a little bit.
Good, good, good. I'm glad we're all so concerned about people that... Well, how would it be drag? So if I decided to go on stage in a dress, that would be drag. Even though, what if I'm saying this is not drag? I'm just wearing this dress. What? You know what I mean? How is that different than, say, what if I'm wearing pants with no crotch, which is essentially a dress? Is that drag?
It all depends on how turgid I become.
Society exists at the whims of these idiots. God.
Now that the way it's watered down, this bill, the way they changed it, it might not even, you could argue that drag isn't adult oriented. Isn't necessarily adult oriented.
God, what are you?
They're trying to sexualize it, and it's just not. It's just not. Drag is not. Drag has nothing to do with sex.
Right, right, right.
Sexual behavior.
Yeah, yeah. You just, listen, somebody started a thing where drag queens were reading stories at libraries, and it was great, and some fucknut started this bullshit, right?
And honestly, that's the littlest, right? Kids just think they're fabulous clowns.
Yes!
The little kid will be like, oh, I saw a clown today at the, and I'm not calling drag queens
right.
clowns.
No, of course
but
not.
I mean, it's a human in crazy makeup and stuff. So, I mean.
That's the thing. It's like these idiots, they just, I don't understand their preoccupation with this one. I mean, it's just, it's their hill to die on, I guess. That the drag queen thing is just like, they're anti-gay shit, they're anti-trans shit.
Well, their scope is getting narrower, you know, after gay marriage passed, and
yeah,
although they're gunning for that too. They're trying to pass bills in some of the states that you know, they restrict adoption for gay couples. They can get married, you can't adopt no children. No,
you know, it's crazy. Like, what if someone's teaching and they're a woman and they want to wear a suit that a man might traditionally wear? Is that drag? Can you wear the suit?
Well, right. Yeah, they don't want women in. You got to wear skirts.
Everybody has to be. Here, this is how we get to the Handmaid's Tale, then. That's how they're doing it, through this. Now everyone will just wear the uniforms.
Also in the news, so keep your eye on Arkansas, trying real hard to catch up to Florida and Texas.
Yeah, they fucking suck.
And now with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who lied second only to Trump, I think, number of lies.
Yay!
During that administration.
Right.
She's their fucking governor.
God, I mean... It really is amazing that somebody could work for that Trump administration and then land a job. Fuck. Mm-hmm. And she was the one during the Mueller report, man. Right?
Was she? I don't remember. Maybe. Yeah.
Whatever.
<Yeah. laughs> I don't remember.
It's hard to match a scandal to the face with that administration.
This is a story about a man named Brady. The, where is the story? This is Trump.
Yes.
And I'll probably go read this over on Truth, but
jeez,
the headline says, I don't know if you saw a poll that came out or somebody said something on telly. Trump goes on early morning rant against DeSantis.
Oh, come on, Donald.
On Truth Social, so let's hop over to Truth Social.
Be nice to my fucking governor.
I'll hop over there so you don't have to.
Woo!
God, the first thing he truthed. Have you seen Don Jr.'s great new podcast on Rumble? Next episode drops tonight with Brazil's Eduardo Bolsonaro.
Oh, wow. Don Jr.'s got
has Bolsonaro Jr. Two loser sons.
Holy shit. I mean, so has that dropped already? Have we heard that, or when does it drop?
6 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, shit. Just dropped.
I mean, do we have to listen to a little bit of that? We don't need to hear that.
Triggered?
Fuck that shit.
It's called Triggered.
Oh, God. How shameful. We have the worst
culture. Guys.
Hey, guys. I'm Kermit the Frog.
Hey, guys.
Bolsonaro has a kid. Yeah. Bolsonaro has a kid just like Schittler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's an asshole, too.
What is it about these kids?
Thank you very much to Governor Henry McMaster, a great guy, great man, incredible family. Peggy, wonderful wife. Senator Lindsey Graham, who fought very hard. Congressman Joe Wilson, William Timmons, Russell Fry, and the rest of our fantastic leadership team in South Carolina. We have a tremendous support system, and together we will once again win the great first in the South primary. It's first in the South, and we're going to keep it that way. This is just the beginning of Make America Great Again.
First in the South, and we're going to keep it that way.
What the fuck?
That was him going off script, obviously.
Right.
This is a promo for South Carolina, the first Southern primary.
Do you think he'll win the first Southern primary?
We're a long way out. I don't even know who's going to be fucking running. He may not be. He might be in jail, or he might have.
Oh, come on.
He might have copped a deal.
Yes.
To stay out of jail, but he can't run for anything.
Oh, that's bullshit. Fuck that. No, no, not that.
I would be amazed if he saw
that
jail.
That sucks. God.
Take Don Jr. His podcast really sucks. I didn't want to say that. I'm looking at the stories that he's truthed.
Yes.
Donald Trump gathering his troops for 2024 election. Mainstream media tanks without Trump. That's kind of true because everybody was so terrified that see most normal people don't want to know exactly what's happening in Washington every single minute of the day.
Right.
But when you have a fascist at the helm, lunatic,
yes,
that's being helped and abated by the evil Republicans. You have to. You have to check in every minute.
Absolutely.
And check in on the news.
And for sure, the way CNN covered Trump at the beginning of his candidacy.
Oh, yeah.
Where they didn't really take him seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody did that.
Oh, Donald.
He was mainstream.
Mika.
Yeah. Morning Joe.
This is my favorite. He truthed a story that is a quote from somebody else. Greg Kelly, isn't he one of the assholes on Newsmax, I think.
Right. I don't know. Greg Kelly.
She's doomed. Greg Kelly buries Nikki Haley. Shows forgotten video, he says, makes her challenge to Trump DOA.
Well, wait.
That's a Trump truth.
Right.
She's doomed.
Damn.
She's barely announced.
Well.
And Trump's like, she's doomed.
Well, wait a second. I mean.
Yes.
He's going to have friends that are going to run for president. Isn't he friends with Nikki Haley? She was in his administration, right?
Not anymore, because she said she
wants
to run.
But she was in his administration.
But she has blotchy skin.
Oh, that's right.
He said.
I mean, hey, Trump, think about it like this. Someone can challenge you in the primary and still be your friend. What do you think about that? Is that possible?
No.
The Ivy League.
Ooh, Jesus H. Christ.
Leah Thomas's teammates, actually, when they were concerned about the locker room situation and they sent an email to the Ivy League and the NCAA, their response was, here are some counseling resources you should seek if you feel comfortable seeing male genitalia in your locker room. And then they were referred to the LGBTQ Education Center to educate themselves on the oppression that these athletes are dealing with. So no one within the NCAA is willing to acknowledge us, our feelings, our safety, our privacy. I've really tried.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who cares if the woman...
Yes?
Down seven or eight lockers down, changing, has a little willy. Who gives a shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, and is transitioning. Who cares? I'm unsafe. You know, how are you unsafe? How are you threatened? I don't know. God.
And if you're playing the game, I don't think athletes think like they're busy thinking about the game. They're not like, how many balls are in here? I don't think anybody gives a shit.
Us, our feelings, our safety, our privacy.
What if I get that dick in my eye?
Is she worried about seeing a dick or something, or having a dick in the locker room?
Yeah, a trans athlete, and in college, and the NCAA doesn't care.
Well, it's not like no one walks around.
It's really just, tried. I feel like it's really only happened like the past couple weeks where I like get emotional talking about the locker room scene, because it is just so wild that you can turn around and see a 6'4" biological man pull his pants down watching you undress.
Oh, nobody wants to watch you undress, you cow.
Is this a true account? Did this happen that she said?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
no one is willing to stick up for you?
This is one of the women affected by the insanity of what's going on in trans athletics, where biological men are competing against women in sports. Listen to this young lady speak. Why on earth are we supporting this? This is like the trans patriarchy taking over everything. It's human rights.
Is it a little taste of Don Jr.'s podcast over at Rumble?
I forgot that was, we were listening to his podcast. Is this what he's concerned about?
This is one of the issues, yeah.
Don Jr., you're not that old, man. I mean, trans lives matter. There you go. There you go. I fixed you. Right?
Well, guys, this is another one that Trump is going to be 100% right about. The other day, he put out the tweet, first come the tanks, then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. So easy to do. He's talking about Ukraine, where the United States just sent over, I guess, a bunch of Abrams tanks, not Stacey Abrams. So we're clear.
Oh my God, you stupid shitbag.
What a wit.
I mean, God.
What a Noel Coward we've got in the... In the former president's son.
You sad, pathetic shitbag. There's nothing funny about you. There's nothing interesting about you. You were a dumb, boorish fucktwit. I mean, that God. You stupid shitbag. Very funny. How the fuck? How was this guy not a... I mean, I'm trying to say this the nicest way. He wasn't aborted. I mean, God.
Trump pledges to end left-wing gender insanity on day one. I mean, on day one.
Okay.
Trump unveils new beautiful and powerful profile picture on booming Truth Social platform.
Oh, booming. Are you guys paying the rent? Weren't they not paying their hosting, or they didn't something about... Too social, they weren't paying their bills.
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. Booming. It's booming.
Boom. Oh my God. This guy, all he's doing all fucking day is just retruthing shit.
Trump.
Yeah. I've been scrolling forever and I'm only 2 hours earlier. I'm trying to find the one from this morning.
He loves it. He loves being on Truth Social.
Oh, listen to this. I followed the Whitmer kidnapping hoax.
Hoax? Hoax!
They caught the people literally planning to blow up a fucking bridge, and just because they portrayed the guy that was going to sell them the bomb,
right?
Oh, they were entrapped.
It's not a fucking hoax.
I followed the Whitmer kidnapping hoax, a weak case, and saw all of those who were exonerated, and now they're putting a man in jail for almost 20 years for something that never happened to a corrupt governor. This was a sting operation. Yes, it was a sting operation to catch somebody that wanted to kidnap and kill the governor.
Yes. It's a, why is that a negative thing? It's a sting operation.
No,
they wanted to prevent it. Here, let me put a premise out there. Law.
Yeah.
I don't even know. The Department of Justice wanted to prevent the kidnapping of a governor. So they did a sting operation. That's why.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing bad. I mean, they.
It amazes me that Fox News and soft conservatives immediately put up Bill Maher on their network when he makes a statement that's close to normal. They think they're being so cool, but MAGA people and real conservatives view them as fools playing right into the radical left's hands, and I don't like and don't like it. Bill Maher is a low Bill Maher is a low rating sleazebag who should never be shown on a conservative network. He doesn't believe in anything we stand for and never will. He's laughing at you for being weak and stupid. Yes. Yes, we are all laughing at you for being weak and stupid.
Right, right. What are you making the case? That Bill Maher's an asshole, dude? Of course.
Because Bill Maher is getting a segment on CNN on Friday night.
Oh, is he really? Well, that's not weird, Trump. I mean, he's a broadcaster. That's not, in fact, that's normal. You know what's fucked up? You're a reality show host, a failed casino owner, and you were made president. That's fucked up. That's very fucked up.
I'm, quote, killing, unquote, everybody in the polls.
Well, don't kill anyone.
But Fox News always is able to find an outlier, usually old and not credible, that makes me look as bad as possible. They work with the Club for No Growth and losers like Karl Rove. Oh, apostrophe, yes. Like Karl Rove and their board member.
Did he make it possessive?
Yeah. And their board member, Paul Ryan. Globalists all.
Nine!
Exclamation point. In any event, we are winning big. Did you see the dog?
The dog looked up when I did that. Sorry, buddy.
You, well, you did the foot stomp.
Yeah.
Globalists all. In any event, we are winning big. MAGA.
Woo!
Oh no.
Shit, man. He loves it.
Strap in, everybody.
Damn.
Trump retruthed saying, thank you, John Voight.
Oh shit.
To this.
So, oh fuck.
I haven't vetted this.
Right. Unvetted Voight.
But I'm assuming it's something about our great and wonderful president that was sent by God.
The grievous.
My fellow Americans, I come to you with only love and truths. Something that is missing from our chief in office. He's a liar, a cheat, a deceit. My friends, we all love truths and good news, and that's what Newsmax brought to us.
Jesus.
They are so butthurt over Newsmax.
Are they really?
Being
they
removed
love it?
From DirecTV. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you can still, can't you still watch it on
they
the
are
website?
So butthurt.
But you can still watch it on the website.
Probably,
can't you?
But it was on cable. On. I mean, that was the thing. It's and now it's even you it's even harder to find. You
well, that's what happens. I mean, you know. Well, yeah.
And that's what Newsmax brought to us. We were able to rely on truths. Now the left are taking it down. So we, the people of America, should not be able to feel safe and see truths. Well, my friends, let us speak up now. Let us take our freedom of speech back.
Oh, you have. You fuckers never shut up, ever.
The nerve of this
take your freedom of speech back. We can't Jeez, get the
John.
Fuck away from you lunatics.
John.
Now, let us take our freedom of speech back, our greatest asset in the land of the free, the freedom of one's right to be and to see the lies put upon this country. It's a disgrace. This Biden administration is a continuation of Obama's lies.
Oh, ooh, remember the black one, everyone?
Is that what that is?
Remember, we had a black right, president, right. The ultimate affront.
Yeah, that's a reminder.
To our God and our great president, Trump.
Lest you forget.
Let us bring our country back to her full potential. Let us pray that we are heading to truths once again. Because, my dear friends,
yes,
President Trump will accomplish this task from where he was taken so abruptly by this lie.
In a diaper.
We the people, let us all stand together for right. truths, for glory. For love. And let us remember the words of God's hopes.
Oh boy.
We the people, the glory of one love, and liberty and justice for all.
What is
it's kind of Thomas Jefferson's words, but you could say God.
The glory of one love. God, he is so How many takes?
He's so into himself.
How many takes?
I don't know.
I mean, that's produced. It's lit well, and he's was he promised a spot on Newsmax or something, and it fell through? Is that his thing? Was he going to be the Lou Dobbs?
Words of God's hopes, we the people, the glory of one love.
I think Lou Dobbs is the Lou Dobbs of Newsmax.
I'm the Lou Dobbs. That's fucking right, man. Lou Dobbs, like, I'm the Lou Dobbs of Newsmax, motherfucker.
It's hopes, we the people, the glory of one love, and liberty and justice for all. God bless.
Jeez.
Thank you, John Voight, says former President Trump.
Wow, I think... I don't know what to think about that.
They're taking selfies. They don't even know that they're not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Some of those people were in jail. If you had communications...
Is this any situation in Brazil?
So are they jailing your father's supporters, the people who...
Oh my God, this is the feed to Rumble.
Oh, okay.
To Don Jr. talking to Bolsonaro Jr.
And again, we have to make the distinction. I don't think we can say if you are a violent protester, it's for good cause. We have to draw a line and have that sort of level of decency. But are there people that were peaceful, that were protesting, that were thrown in jail?
And are there people that were protesting? Did any of them use feces on the wall? Did you write feces on the wall? Did they arrest those patriots?
Look at what, you know, is Don Jr. going to show B-roll of the insurrection when he says that?
It was horrible audio.
It was peaceful.
Good God, invest in a couple $100 microphones, you dicks. Don't put some pod mic in the middle of the two of you. Horrible audio.
Is Don Jr. going to run for office?
Undoubtedly. Oh, well, let's see if he stays out of jail.
Oh, you think he could get in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh. Good.
I don't know what this means. The Columbia Journalism Review, in no way a conservative publication, conducted an 18-month investigation into the Russia hoax and has just issued a report. It's a staggering, detailed account of the lies, disinformation, complete lack of journalistic integrity exhibited by the purveyors of fake news at the Washington Compost.
Oh, man, Trump. That's a good one, though.
Sometimes known as the Washington Post. He has to shit on his own joke by explaining it.
Yeah, you fucked it up. We get it.
The failing New York Times and many others. This fake news, with all of its disinformation, had a huge impact on the 2020 presidential election. Well, but he's I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
That he's misconstruing and describing.
Yes.
The Columbia Journalism Review story that basically said that it was all about how they struggled to try to make it sound like they're remaining fair amidst all the crimes and corruption and heinous shit.
Do people understand how much heinous shit there was? There is? It does look like...
Right. Here's how it starts. 7.5 years ago, journalism began a tortured dance with Donald Trump.
Right.
First dismissing him, then embracing him as a source of ratings. So yes, it's true. Everybody's ratings did go up when they talked about Trump. Right. He's right.
And so they let him...
That doesn't mean it's good.
Right. They let him spread his fascism.
Right.
They played his speeches.
Right. I'm trying to find where he went after DeSantis.
God.
Let me see if this will help. Oh, here we go. He just retweeted.
Retruth.
This is a video.
Oh.
I would be somebody who would be different. I think you see that I've been recognized nationally as being somebody who would be different, who would be a leader, who could be somebody like a Paul Ryan very quickly.
Oh, that's Trump goes, wow, like a Paul Ryan. This is an old DeSantis. All these videos are once they're done, they go live to Rumble.
Jeez.
To Don Jr. This is how they're scamming views.
Oh, I see. So Trump is linking content not related to Don Jr.'s podcast.
Right to Don Jr.'s podcast when it stops running.
Well, the moderators at True Social should do something about that.
So we just gave Don Jr.'s podcast two hits.
Hey, fuck that. Shit. That is a scam, right?
I mean, it's pretty shitty. I don't want to be forced to go to some live feed of some fucking podcast.
Yeah, and it's crab.com
/Amazon.
Well, that's spam, isn't it? I mean, they're sending you something you're not asking for, and they're disguising it as something else.
Right.
It's not.
Oh God, he retruthed a whole bunch of shit about DeSantis. Let's see.
Boy.
Wow, ratings on my former friend's show, Morning Joe, with his calm, steady, and lovely wife, Mike.
Jesus.
In quotes. Have really gone down the drain. I know them both very well. They'll probably be back. It's only a question of, is it too late?
I don't know, man. Hey, Donald, have you tuned in to Morning Joe? I don't think you guys are going to be buddies. Right? Can you see them hanging out? I mean,
no.
I really can't.
Yeah, I don't think that is likely.
No.
When Soros-backed Alvin Bragg attained the office of Manhattan District Attorney, he received great praise. This is the guy who's going after him for the Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
Campaign finance shit. He received great praise from large circles of people who for dropping some of the most ridiculous witch hunt type cases ever looked at by that office. Now some radical left crazies coupled with ratings crushed and failing fake news are trying to get him to go the prosecutorial misconduct route.
Right.
And take on certain very weak cases, which are dead anyway, based on the statute of limitations. Fight violent crime.
Wait a second. The last sentence. Yeah. It really does sound like he's trying to end a haiku at that point. Fight violent crime.
It's an incredible and very beautiful thing to watch. After all these years, the purveyors of fake news are being crushed in the ratings. Be careful, Fox News. Your numbers are way down also, heading in the wrong direction. You don't want to be another fake news CNN or MSDNC.
Listen, Trump, I'm sorry. I mean, I guess it's important. What else did he say?
They're finished, T-H-E-I-R.
You dumb fucking he used moron, the wrong there. You shitbag, you illiterate fuck. Go fuck yourself. Sad. How sad for America. There's our dumb, stupid guy that was our president. Some illiterate motherfucking moron.
Sorry Holy to say, but the only shit. Thing that could save them is the Trump presidency. I told them that a long time ago, but they just wouldn't listen.
Fuck you, you stupid idiot. Go fuck yourself. You old dumb bully. You fucking moron. Go fuck right off. Go play golf, you stupid. Go cheat at golf. Go cheat at golf with your dumb fucking friends.
Then he truthed some poll.
Ooh.
2024 National Republican primary.
Yay.
With Trump at 51%.
Ooh.
DeSantis.
Yes.
At 32%.
Oh, very sad.
Pence at 9%. Ted Cruz.
Mike.
At 3%. Excuse me.
3%. Holy shit, Ted. I think with your personality, that's impressive.
Nikki Haley at 2%.
Who's polled? Who are these people?
Well, I don't know. I can't blow it up.
Oh, okay.
In typical Trump fashion, they put it on a...
It's probably bullshit, though. It's probably bullshit. So it's bullshit.
Registered voters.
Oh, okay. Trump's at 51.
Not a big sampling either.
Right. Where's Kid Rock?
Pence 9%. Cruz 3%. Nikki Haley 2%. Liz Cheney, 2%.
Jeez.
And Tim Scott? Is Tim Scott running for president?
I don't know.
Trump truthed that.
I don't think Liz Cheney's running for fucking president.
And this person says, President Trump will destroy DeSantis in the primary. Trump retruthed it and said, thank you.
Who are you retruthing? Who is this?
Deuce 2112. who is replying to at Cry Harder.
Thank you, at Cry Harder. Thank you, Deuce 2112. Thank you. I used to be president. Thank you. Sieg Heil. Oh, I didn't mean that. Oh, I'm sorry. Nine.
Thank you, Deuce.
Thank you, Deuce 2117 asterisk mark.
The real Ron is a rhino globalist who closed quickly down Florida.
Who closed quickly down Florida?
Is he speaking Chinese? Who closed quickly down Florida? Who? And even its beaches.
Oh, geez. No, he didn't, you stupid shitbag.
Loved the vaccines and wasted big money on testing, in quotes.
No, they didn't.
How quickly people forget. He's going, it's really an interesting
bizarre
way that he's going after DeSantis for DeSantis's way too woke response to the fucking pandemic.
Where is this in the grand scheme of the three-dimensional chess that he's playing?
Who?
Schittler. He's just, I know he's pulling pawns out of his diaper and just flicking them across the board. Jesus.
Then he retruthed Saatchi 45, who says, why would anyone support anyone Paul Ryan supports? That should tell you everything you need to know.
Thank you, Saatchi.
And Trump said, I agree.
Yes.
Paul Ryan is a major loser who is now setting out to destroy Fox News, and it's happening.
Send Saatchi a copy of The Art of the Deal. Send Art of the Deal to Saatchi.
Then he retruthed at CA Super Runner.
CA Super Runner colon sign hashtag Bucknut.
Who truthed a meme of DeSantis looking surprised. And it says, DeSantis voted in 2013, 2014, and 2015 on three non-binding resolutions that called for raising the retirement age to 70 and reducing benefits for millions of earners. You know, Trump's running on the don't touch Medicare, Medicaid.
Wait. That's standard Republican shit.
But Trump's telling them don't say that out loud.
No, Donald. Wait.
And he's pretending to be against it.
Shit.
Okay.
Totally agree 100%, he says.
Lies.
People need to do their THERE.
You stupid shitbags. You fucking morons. You fucking morons voted for this guy. He can barely fucking talk. Before Trump, there was a constitutional motherfucking lawyer in the White House, and we switched it out with this dullard. God damn it. Shame on you, America. We could have had Hillary Clinton as president, but no. We voted for the guy they can't say the right there.
Totally agree 100%. Fuck. People need to do their THERE research.
Staggeringly stupid.
DeSantis is fake and a globalist.
You're an idiot. Oh, yes.
Good point.
There. It's there.
Here he retruths.
So sad, man.
At do unto others.
$69 sign.
Talking about DeSantis. You need to go back and look at his history. You'll change your mind. He's a rhino. Paid opposition to keep Trump from saving America. A vote for DeSantis is a vote for the establishment. He's a globalist, dude. Don't be fooled. He supports Ukraine and criticized Trump on his foreign policy. Trump kept everyone in check and didn't start any wars. Well, he did a rage war. He did rage war. Rage war.
He raged war.
He raged war.
I'm just waiting.
He did rage war against the DS,
which is the deep state. Okay.
If you don't know the truth lingo,
sorry.
Obviously, he did wage war against the DS, but that's a good thing. Dems have nobody that can stop Trump, so they are using Ron. Oh, he didn't fuck up with there. Oh, okay. He said they are. He didn't want to mess up.
Oh, wow. Fancy. Look how fancy you are. Holy shit. I'm waiting for the... No, excuse me. I'm waiting for the George Soros reference in this fucking truth. Jeez, the globalist.
Then he retruthed.
Is this Saatchi?
At Emmanuel GDA.
Emmanuel GDA, yes.
DeSantis has never been America first. He's faking it, trying to build his conservative credentials until he's elected president. Jeb Bush, Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, they are hiding in the background, pushing him. Governor is as far as he goes. Trump retruth that.
Yeah, is that true? Are they hiding in the background?
I don't know.
Paul, quit pushing Ron from the background.
That may be it for the string of...
Jeez, those are so... Saatchi87 has some thoughts.
Saatchi had some thoughts.
I think Hunter Biden's laptop, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
It's the fever swamps. It's the buffet of stupidity. Hey, and that's America. That's good enough for us, right? We're dumb as shit.
Well, yeah.
Who are the Republicans going to run if it's not Ron DeSantis or Trump? Whatever brainiac is going to step forward.
Well, that Chinese guy from North Carolina or from Virginia.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can't the Youngkin thing. I mean,
that's amazing to me still, even for Trump. Youngkin, huh? Chinese. Sounds Chinese, doesn't it?
There's nothing. There's no you. I mean, there's nothing that is. It's just.
Oh, fucking A.
Classless. We are classless. Our country is stupid.
Yes. Sure. Concur. Meanwhile, also Trump. Yes. This is amazing.
Yes.
This is the LA Times.
Right.
We've discovered, or they found some more stuff in the transcripts of the January 6th committee stuff.
Yes.
And they found out that after the election.
Right.
And I think before January 6th.
Yeah.
Trump, there's an email from Trump era White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Dan Scavino.
Scavino.
That showed that it was titled POTUS Requests.
Okay.
It was from Scavino to Jared Kushner.
Okay.
Hey, Jared! Exclamation point.
Ooh.
POTUS wants to trademark / own rights to below. Right. I don't know who to see or ask.
What?
Below in the email, highlighted, is the phrase... that Trump wanted to trademark.
Holy shit, what?
Rigged election.
What?
He didn't want to allow anyone else to use the term.
Wait,
he wanted to charge people. This is after he lost.
In 2020?
Yeah.
Why can he do that? Or why can't he do, is he allowed to do that? Or how do you do that? Why would you do that?
I don't think they would allow that.
Why is he asking Jared? Jared doesn't know fucking shit, Dan.
Kushner forwarded the request to various aides saying, guys, can we do ASAP, please?
What the
Had Trump
fuck?
Been successful, the goal presumably would have been to sell merch using that phrase, raising money for himself or the campaign and his legal defense, whatever, barring others from using the phrase for profit.
Right. Holy shit. This is how... This
Instead
is how,
of MAGA, it would have been rigged election t-shirts, rigged election.
Dan Scavino fucked this up. Trump comes to me and he says, I want to trademark rigged election. I go to Jared Kushner and I talk to him.
Trump goes to Scavino and says, I want to trademark. Scavino says, I don't know how to do that. I'm going to ask Jared.
Yeah, but you don't ask him in writing. You go up to him secretly.
That's how Trump would prefer.
I need this trademarked, and if you don't get it done, I'm going to release all these weird pictures of you and Ivana or Ivanka, whichever, doing weird shit.
In the end, Trump did not successfully trademark the phrase, or perhaps was talked out of it by lawyers.
You can't do it. John Eastman would have been cool with it.
So everyone else is free to sell rigged election.
Did they ask Rudy?
Merch.
Thank you. Did he ask Rudy?
I don't know what Rudy's advice would have been.
Rigged election. My asshole's rigged. That's insane. Think right? about it. Hold on. We're blowing through this. Let's think about it. That's crazy. He actually sat there and thought, filling his diaper. He's like, you know what? He wanted to use it not to protect himself, but to sell merch.
Yes.
That guy, and listen, maggots, doesn't care about the country. Did the insurrection happen after that?
Or before? Yeah, I would think.
That's crazy. They wanted to trademark that.
They rolled Trump, and he didn't stand up at the moment of truth. Donald Trump shit his fucking pants at the fucking moment of truth and shit all over everybody. That's my first approximation. I'm not in a fucking cult for Donald Trump. Fuck him. Fuck his family. Fuck all these people. When are we going on the fucking satellite? God fucking damn it, man.
This is not on the air.
Is this a hot mic?
This is Alex's hot mic moment.
Oh, can we please go back?
Sure.
What time is it?
We got time.
Oh, God, it's so late.
Fucking pants at the fucking moment of truth and shit all over everybody. That's my first approximation. I'm not in a fucking cult for Donald Trump. Fuck him. Fuck his family. Fuck all these people. When are we going on the fucking satellite? God fucking damn it, man. What the fuck? Is there nobody fucking pure in this goddamn fucking world? See, now I'm fucking pissed right now. And the goddamn fucking liberal fascists censoring us everywhere. And you fucking liberal pieces of fucking shit. You fucking assholes fucking support this. Fuck you. You fucking goddamn degenerate fucks.
Somebody else put the music to it, I'm sorry.
But he is on the air.
Yeah, I think he might have.
Wait, so this is not a hot mic moment?
It might have been. I think he was waiting to go to satellite.
Is he saying fuck Donald Trump's family on live, knowing he's live?
No, I don't think he did.
Can we start over?
Let me see if I can find a clean version of this, because I don't think I ever saw this.
God, he is mad. There are times covering Alex Jones where it's like, I've been on the fence. It's like, is it an act? Is he in it to win it? Is it real? This is real. This is very visceral. He's really pissed in this moment. He means it. Don't you think that what we're hearing?
I think in this moment
he's being truthful.
I'm so sick of fucking Donald Trump, man. God, I'm fucking sick of him.
Conspiracy theorist and right-wing independent talk show host Alex Jones has made millions by courting Donald Trump's core base. But now leaked behind-the-scenes video has shown his true feelings towards the former president.
It's the truth, and I'm just going to say it, that I wish I never would have fucking met Trump.
I wish I never fucking would have met Trump.
Does he think Trump is his ruination?
Who the hell knows?
Alex, it's because you tortured these Sandy Hook parents and you defamed these people. That's what's going on, you stupid shitbag. You're worse than Trump, man. You're fucking crazy.
God, I can't seem to find that original. We're just going to have to listen to it with this crazy music under it.
They rolled Trump. And he didn't stand up at the moment of truth. Donald Trump shit his fucking pants at the fucking moment of truth. Shit all over everybody.
Okay. Oh, what a horrible image. But
at a certain point, man, I'm sick of all you fucking liberals and mainlanders. You're a bunch of cowardly fucks. You're not Americans. What's going on?
But I haven't had Trump call me in 6 months. Wouldn't care if he called me every day. I'm not going to cuss. Jeez. I will tell Trump that you really betrayed your family and your name and everything you stood for with this horse manure. And you know, I thought of Trump.
Manure?
It's horse manure. What is he talking about? What is he referencing? What pissed him
And everything he stood for with his horse manure. And you know, I thought of Trump as a bigger man than me. But you know what, Trump? Emmerich Jones is bigger than you.
Alex Emmerich Jones?
Listen, Alex, you're a giant, freakishly big person. There's not a lot of people bigger than you, right? I mean, I don't think
he's tall.
No, look at the picture of Joe Rogan next to Alex Jones.
Joe Rogan's 5'4".
Oh, really?
Joe Rogan's wee. Yeah, yeah. He's short.
Alex Jones, he looks like...
I don't know if he's 5'4".
He's oafish. Alex Jones is an oaf, and I can say that. Right? It's a safe space. I can say Alex Jones, czar of InfoWars.
Oh, 5'7".
Is an oaf.
Is Rogan.
Yeah, he's not tiny. He's just Joe... Alex Jones is incredibly large, and he's weird looking. He is weird looking. I mean, come on. You gotta say Alex Jones is a weird looking dude.
Alex Jones is 5'10".
Yeah. He's not that big, I guess. I guess whatever.
Well, he is an
Yeah. I mean, he looks like Shrek. Shrek.
He's like my height, but
yeah.
Two of me across.
I'm just thinking about what it would be like. It's like, what if Alex Jones was you and you were in Alex Jones' studio? That would be a crazy metaverse for me.
Donald Trump is 2 inches from being dead to me. I mean, I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break up with me. And the left will make jokes, but this ain't funny, man.
We played that one before.
Go back to the video. Go back to the article. God. I'm not being a drama queen here. If you just turn against Trump, things will be better. But he was doing good, and that what makes it so bad.
Yeah, I remember this. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry it's so bad. This is Trump did something with Syria that pissed him the fuck off.
That opening one is my favorite, though.
Remember
the hot
when
mic
Trump?
One.
When Trump? Oh my God! Trump called Russia. He's like, Vlad, we're gonna bomb some shit in Syria. Move your stuff. Remember that? And he did it.
Oh, right. We're gonna pick an airport you don't like.
Right.
Or one that you want to resurface anyway.
For whatever reason. Yeah.
Get everybody out of there. Get all your planes out. We're going to toss a couple of missiles.
See, that's diplomacy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That pissed Alex off. I think that's why he had that rant.
Here we go. Oops. Wait 1 second.
Yay.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, everybody.
That's right. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Here we go.
President Trump spoke in New Hampshire, kind of kicked off his new campaign on Saturday night. I thought it was a good speech. Others have said he seemed a bit low energy, but he did find time once again to criticize DeSantis. And I understand what he did for Ron. I get it. He did make him who he is today. But this idea that now Ron DeSantis, like the mob, owes Trump for the rest of...
This is some podcast. It's right.
I was curious what this guy looked like, but it doesn't matter.
He looks like Rogan, actually.
Oh, really?
He's stuffed into a way too small t-shirt. Yes. He's muscly. He's got his bald head.
Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. You know, he did criticize DeSantis.
He did make him who he is today. But this idea that now Ron DeSantis, like the mob, owes Trump for the rest of his life. And if he tries to run for anything, he's being disloyal. You got to call Trump and tell him to stop. He sounds like an idiot when he says that.
Okay. Well, it was a mistake. You don't mention it. You don't say it. I thought it was a shame because I know the low energy part. I think it's exactly what he should do now. This is the kind of speech he should give. I mean, you can't have it both ways. First, you know, he's out of control. The speech was a good, solid, substantive speech.
Agreed.
It demonstrated vast knowledge of what we forget anything else. What we need out of our next president. We need a next president who understands what's wrong with our government and knows how to fix it. And he's got the argument. There's nobody in the world that knows that better than me. And
By the way, also on this podcast is Rudy's kid.
Oh, God. Oh, his son, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew, who was in charge of this presidential office of sports.
He was the sports liaison or something
bullshit.
Like that. Making like $190 a year our tax dollars.
That's good fucking money.
Rudy says, we need a president who understands what's wrong with our government, knows how to fix it. Trump has the argument there's no one who knows it better than me.
Okay.
By the way, you don't have to take a chance with me. I did it. DeSantis, you're taking a chance. He may be the greatest guy in the world. I've seen people look great and not be able to perform when they get there. And being governor is not being president. Don't fool yourself.
That's perfect. Exactly what. That's what he's got to do.
Right. Stop. Internally, between you and me, as friends, it's a rotten thing to do. If I made somebody a governor and they were running against me, I'd feel exactly the same way he did, but I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't say it. But that is the way we feel in politics. It is. It is.
Okay. I apologize. I'm sure your mom turned off already.
Poor Rudy Giuliani. Fucking Rudy, man. I can't
ever play
Remember Lev and that other guy that he decided to have lunch with? Right before they were about to skip
the parts are still going.
Are they really?
Sorry, yeah.
That's the parts are going out to the audience. That's amazing. Wow.
No, I think I cut off that.
Oh, okay. But, thank you, Rudy.
We're still playing.
Give it up for Rudy Giuliani. Is he going to be on tomorrow's podcast?
God, I hope so.
What about Giuliani Lindell 2024? What's wrong with that?
Oh my God!
I love that ticket.
We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody. Yay. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link or the banner on the webpage, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
And we'll hit you up again manana, everyone.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.